Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Yeah, I reckon I'll have me one of them there deer. But here's the thing. I ain't got no hunting license. Is that a problem?
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here with Jamie. Are we in Harlan for this drive-thru?
Dude, that was... Do you know you don't have to, like, put on to have a country accent. You're pretty much there.
I put zero thought into what I'm going to say until that music plays.
Yeah,
and that's just the first thing that came to my mind.
I get it.
Dude, it is almost hunting season for some spring turkey. So I thought we would talk about some fall deer hunting and also a crime that involves said deer.
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about hunting whenever you want to. We don't have to wait, but I think this is going to be a good one for sure. And are you going to go hunting? I know, like, you go fairly intermittently.
Well, I've just started last year for spring turkey hunting. I didn't go fall turkey hunting, but this spring I have a day planned for the youth hunt. I'm going to take my daughter, and she is hopefully going to get her first turkey.
So double research here. You're figuring out how to hunt and talk about crimes. Why don't you get us rolling?
Something a lot of hunters do, well, they will pay money for a guided deer hunt. So in our area, I mean, we have some great deer, but there are other parts of the world where, like, the biggest deer that we have in Kentucky would be a small deer in those places.
Right. Certainly not a trophy hunt.
So there are people who pay to have a guided deer hunt, and some of that is sketchy. You have to be really careful about who you utilize and make sure they're a reputable company, because you could be illegally poaching. And that's exactly what happened under the Butler's operation. So why don't you talk more about that?
Is there like a Yelp for hunting guides? There should be.
There is, actually. And they can pay us to endorse that company.
Let's set the scene here. We're going to southern Kansas, which is known for an abundant deer population, and it became the backdrop for this shady operation. The Butler brothers, who come from Martinsville, Texas, saw an opportunity to capitalize on all the wildlife in that region of southern Kansas. They established a guide service, and they charged $3,500 for archery hunts and $5,000 for rifle hunts. Their clientele primarily consisted of hunters from Texas and Louisiana wanting to come up north and kill one of those big deer that Kansas has to offer.
I don't make a ton of money, but even if I did, I cannot imagine paying $5,000 for a rifle hunt. That is insane to me. Hunting should be about the sport. It should be about providing for your family, like having meat in the freezer, and not just getting the biggest deer you can. I don't know. Part of me's sketchy on that. These hunts were definitely illegal. The Butlers orchestrated numerous violations of what is referred to as the Lacey Act. It's a federal law that prohibits trafficking in illegal wildlife. Clients were guided to a hunt without proper licenses or permits. They would exceed bag limits, and they would use illegal equipment and methods, including spotlighting. That is a practice where you would shine a bright light at night to make a deer stop in its tracks. And it is very illegal everywhere. And that's something they were doing. 2007, during the hunting season, James Butler guided a hunter identified in court records as SL, who possessed only an archery permit. And he used he was able to kill a 10-point whitetail deer with a rifle instead of the bow and arrow that he was licensed for. Butler even held a flashlight to assist in the illegal kill. The deer was then transported from Kansas to Texas, which is yet another violation. There are so many things in what I just said that infuriate me as a hunter and one who hopes to preserve, like, our forestry and wildlife.
So obviously he's hunting with the wrong license. Maybe it's not rifle season. Either way, he doesn't have a rifle permit. It's after legal hunting hours, and he transported game across state lines. Yep. Those are some of the main things going on there.
For sure.
This operation's blatant disregard for wildlife regulations did not go unnoticed. Both federal and state authorities launched an extensive investigation into the Butler family's activities, and the evidence was overwhelming. And that led both brothers to end up pleading guilty to multiple felony charges. James Butler admitted to conspiracy to violate the Lacey Act, interstate trafficking of wildlife, and obstruction of justice, and Marlon Butler pleaded guilty to conspiracy and a substantive Lacey Act violation.
And their consequences were, in my opinion, pretty severe. And I think we've seen people murder each other and get less than what these guys got. So in June 2011, James Butler was sentenced to 41 months in federal prison. He would also, after that release, be followed by 3 years of supervised release, during which he was banned from any and all hunting and guiding activities. He was also ordered to pay a $25,000 fine to the Lacey Act Reward Fund and another $25,000 towards restitution to the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. Marlon received a 27-month federal prison sentence for his role in this illegal operation.
Yeah, we talked about Andre Rand yesterday, who got served 16 months for attempting to rape a 9-year-old girl and kidnapping her. So this is, I think they're the Butler brothers here. I like their sentences. I could have even been a little more harsh on them, but yeah, certainly this case really shows how important it is for people to be aware of wildlife conservation laws and regulations. You know, without this, I wouldn't have known it was illegal to take it over state lines. What, I mean,
there are permits that you can get for that, but right now in Kentucky, it's even stricter. I cannot transport a deer that was harvested outside of the county in which it was harvested, because there is basically a disease impacting some deer right now.
Yeah.
And if I take a deer from southern Kentucky, but then transport it to my house in central Kentucky, I could potentially spread that wildlife disease to deer not otherwise impacted here.
Okay. That's a good point, I guess. But I wouldn't have even thought that, never would have crossed my mind, because the game is in probably in the back of a truck until it gets to your house and you finish dressing it and harvesting it. But yep. Yeah,
it's something that if you're like a good ethical hunter, this kind of stuff drives you nuts, because it's what gives hunting a bad name a lot of times. I know some people who are listening to this are probably turned off or have already turned off this podcast because we're talking about something that is somewhat controversial. But I'll take it a step further to say the hunters that I know and that I watch like videos of on YouTube or whatever and follow, they not only follow the law, but they follow a stricter set of ethics that are outside of the law. Like, for instance, I'm going turkey hunting soon, and in some states it is perfectly legal to shoot a turkey while it is still like up in the trees, boarding, like sleeping. It's legal to do that, but hunters have their own code of ethics to say that is not a fair game hunt. You should not do that. So even though it's legal, a good hunter with ethical heart would never do that.
And I think most of the things we see in this case are common sense things. Like, you don't have a license to do that. That is illegal. So
what we see a lot of times, man, is it is still legal to have like gun trade shows where you basically just go set up a flea market where you can deal arms. And some of those guys will be like unofficially unlicensed people who have access to hunting land and say, hey, you know, you bought this shotgun, I know you're a hunter, you give me $2,000, I can take you on this awesome hunt. And they do so illegally off the books, and it's outside of the law.
Yeah. So if you are going to go hunting, make sure you're aware of the laws. And if you hear somebody doing something that doesn't sound right, it's probably not. So report that.
Absolutely.
Nope, so this has been a good one. A crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.